U.S. winemakers are getting a good piece of news out of the European Union.
For us, it gets approval of all of our winemaking practices, which the European Union has never done before.
That is Jim Murphy, a wine trade specialist out of the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, explaining the new U.S.-EU wine trade agreement. And this is what European winemakers are getting U.S. winemakers to agree to.
It begins to restrict our use of certain names, which we call semi-generic. These are names like Champagne, Chablis, Burgundy, that you see on U.S. wines. And we draw a line and say no new brands may be created using these names, but we grandfather in all existing uses.
So this is a deal that should keep both U.S. and EU winemakers happy. Unless you are a startup winemaker in the United States, then hopefully the U.S. and the EU can come to an agreement on allowing new companies the use of generic winemaking terms. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.